But I always be feeling behind. Like today, right? So Mondays is usually my busiest day of the week. Mondays and Thursdays is usually one of the busiest days of the week. And so I woke up at 4:35 o'clock in the morning. And when you me, and most of you business owners or people with a lot of things going on in your life, when you are me, you wake up and within 2 or 3 hours, it's always somewhere having a dumpster fire. Somebody texting you, somebody calling you. Oh, I didn't want to wake you up because such and such is in jail. We need some money to get him out. Another person calling you. Oh man, you know, I'm feeling this way. I don't know what to do. People calling you late last night. Oh man, our flights was delayed. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Then you get your daughter and shout out to my daughter. Oh, dad, I'm getting in late. I don't know if I want to go to school. And then you throw that on top of the fact that you're supposed to be working. And so one of the things that I used to do in corporate America was I used to block off my time. And anybody that's worked in a corporate environment knows that because you have so many meetings on your calendar, a lot of times you don't actually get to do any real work. Or when you sit down to do work, you only got a half hour, hour, and then a segment, and then you got to run to another meeting. And so I used to block off my time. And so there would be a gap in between my day. And that's also, a lot of people don't know this, that's also the way that I used to be able to stream in the morning time. So because I would block off a 4 hour window of my day, right? From 9 to 1 or from 10 to 2 or from 11 to 3, whatever. I would block off every single day. I would block it off and you couldn't throw no meetings up my calendar. And so that's how I was able to do the Millionaire Morning Show. And usually I would stream for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Now we usually get to about 3 hours every day or something like that, 2.5, 3 hours. But I used to be able to block it off and just remove the noise that allowed for me to do whatever it is that I needed to do. You can't do that in your real life unless you hire people to block off the noise, right? So no matter what I do, yesterday, Kwame Brown was having a live stream and Gilbert Arenas jumped on there and then people sent it to me and said, this is what Gil said about you. And so I go on there and say, is this a live stream? Yep. Drop the link. Next thing you know, I'm spending the next hour, hour and a half talking to them, right? Now, everything else is behind because you were supposed to go to the show and see Black Phone 2. I got to go to the show and see Black Phone 2. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to do the movie review stream last night. You know what I'm saying? And so, and then this person called, and then you got to deal with this. And then all it's like, oh man, I'm behind again. Next thing you know, you up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and then you back on it again. And so that's kind of the loop, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, all right, I can't block off my time from a corporate perspective. So in a way, you kind of try to figure out how to hire more people. Okay, so we got to hire this person. I need this, this, this. I need a second assistant. I need this, this, this. And so you're trying to create space so that you can create opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So the opportunity is, all right, I need y'all to take this off of my plate so that I can focus on going and get to the bag. I can't get to the bag. I can't spend time in front of clients. I can't do a pitch deck. I can't meet with these people unless other people doing their job to the T. That's why I pay so much money, is because I want the best. I want the most effort. I want the best. I want everything. And so when people do their job and when everybody is doing what they're supposed to do, everything runs smooth. I want you to start thinking like a businessman. That's the whole point of this conversation. We have a tendency, us C students, have a tendency to think small, individual problems. We don't really value our time because you don't know what the value of your time is. The value of your time is the amount you make per year divided by the amount of hours in a year. That is the value of an hour of your time. So if you make $100,000 a year, chances are your time is somewhere between $11 and $12 an hour. And when you start to understand, okay, well, my time is really worth $11 and $12 an hour, regardless of whether I'm sleeping, I'm awake, because most people break their time down off of how much money they make per hour at the job that they're at it. But no, you're still breathing, you're still walking, you're still talking, you're still living, you're still doing all of the things that you do on a regular basis. Azriel says your time is priceless. I disagree. I think that everybody got a number. I think that everybody has a number. And your number is based off of what you generate divided by the amount of hours in a year. And so if you make $100,000 a year, which is roughly $11.50 an hour, that's whether you're breathing, whether you're sleeping, whether you're working, whether you're having sex, going out to play, eat, whatever, your time is worth a little bit over $11 an hour. Because you have to trade in your time for money so that you can go and live the life that you want to live. So then when I hire somebody, because I am thinking like a business, when I hire somebody, I'm hiring somebody to spend more time doing a thing that I would have done so I can go and increase the value of my time so that I can add more resources and then hire more people and build more families and take care of business and do life. But if I have to, if it costs me the equivalent of whatever my time is worth to spend 4 hours doing something that somebody else should have been doing, then I know that I'm not living my life the right way, because my value is supposed to be going up. It's not supposed to be going down. Too many of y'all are wasting your time. Let's break it down from a simple perspective. Let's break it down, okay? If you make $50,000 a year, then that means that your time is somewhere around $5, $6 an hour, right? Let's just be honest. Let's keep it 100. Nobody got to say how much their time is worth, myself included. I'm going to absolve myself from sharing my own personal details, because I realize that that makes people jealous and then they feel some type of way and then you get somebody all emotional inside of the chat. So I'm going to take a different approach and hopefully you receive it differently, okay? If you make $50,000 an hour, then it means your time is worth somewhere between $5 and $6 an hour. Do you have time to be wasting dealing with people that are not of value? Do you have time to be playing video games all day? Because I know you feel like you deserve it, but Nelnet and the private loan issuer said they want their money. When you look at the amount that you're paying in your car note and you see the interest that you're giving over to the finance company, how much is your time worth? Because if you make $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, and you pay $200-$300 in interest a month, that means that when you, every minute that you're breathing, every hour, whatever that is, that means it's going to take you what? 20 to 40 hours to pay them in interest. Depending on what your interest rate is, depending on how high your car note is. Do you have time to be playing games out here in these streets and acting like you don't have nothing else better to do? The value of $100,000 a year is the equivalent of $11 to $12 an hour. Not the hour that you spend at work, but that is $11 to $12 an hour. When you start to increase the value of your time, you start to ask yourself, is she worthy of having a conversation with me, or should I raise my standards of the type of women that I need around me? Because if you're not adding value, then what use do I have of you? Is that box really worth 2 hours of my time? Yeah, maybe if you make $50,000 a year, that's a win for you. If you're making $2, $3 million a year, that's some expensive box. Because, see, the minions are going to tell you that you pay for it either way. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to spend it like this because we need to calculate exactly what your value is. It's a simple conversation for them. It's very much complex. It's the reason why people that have money are so busy trying to buy their time back. We should be valuing our time differently. That will tell you if you need to get a second job. That will tell you if you need to hire somebody. That will tell you if you need to spend more. In the Bag Chasers and the Patreon, we call it the cost-benefit analysis. Make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. We call it the cost-benefit analysis. If I have a profitable business A, and then I also have a profitable business B, but A takes more time because the margins are smaller and I have to massage it and make sure that something, everything is going right on A, but B, the margins are bigger, but I don't have to spend as much time running it. What do you do? What do you do? We going a little bit deeper now. So we're going to go slightly Patreon level, but we going to pull back. What do? You detach emotionally from A, even if it's profitable. Why? Because I'm supposed to be spending more time doing B. So if I spend more of my time doing B, then I can increase my profit significantly. A gotta go. Because A is for somebody that's trying to figure out how to start their own business. They don't know no better yet. So we're going to sell them that. And then we're going to roll with B. Because B is the thing that's the most profitable for us. And then when we get into B, that's when we got to start having a conversation about what? Freeing up my time to go and increase the amount that we make in B by hiring somebody to do B plus. What am I saying? I feel behind because I am not managing my time as correctly as I should. That means that I need to push. I need to push the people that's around me. I need to either push or get new people around me. I need to make sure that everybody is a well-oiled machine because I don't have time to babysit. Because I got a lot of things that I'm trying to accomplish and I can't do that unless everybody is doing what they're supposed to do and everybody is proactively on top of things and they are the best at what they do. If you feel as though you are always behind, then that means that we need to have a conversation about how you spend your time. And make no mistake about it, how you spend your time also includes how you spend your money. Because most people have self-inflicted wounds. Most people do dumb stuff with their money and then they complain about the fact that they can't afford to live. Are we getting too heavy? Are we going too deep? Or should we just, don't worry about it. We'll come back to it.